Here's a familiar voice as well. He's in his fourth year heading towards, you know, it's just a month and 5 days till his birthday, folks. So start the shopping now for Jason Kanz. Good morning.
Good morning. And it is coming up soon.
You've kind of got to be mentioning it to your family, I'm sure.
I am. It was interesting. I ran into a newer friend of mine yesterday at the clinic, and it was her birthday this week. And she was telling me how excited she gets about her birthday. And I was like, me too. And so my daughter Grace happened to be standing there and kind of just rolled her eyes as the two of us were talking about how excited we get about our birthdays. So.
See, yeah. Okay. Yeah, terrific. All right. Well, that's kind of fun. So we'll have some fun with that on the radio because, yes, I know we're going to hear all about how October's such a great month.
It is, yeah.
And not just because Peggy and I will have been married 25 years October 17th.
25 years. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And that's a whole other subject we could launch into in terms of the sadness. Like, my folks divorced. Now, again, my mom's had a wonderful, like, the second marriage of all second marriages.
Yeah.
And that whole story. But, I mean, she got divorced, and her husband, Kent, his wife died that summer. They met later that fall and dated 4 years. They'd been married since 87, so going on 36 years. But my parents, at least, they've been married more than 20 years. And you hear folks who've been, you know, it seems more common, you know, divorce even after lengthy marriage, so...
Yeah, I think so too. And I'm sure there's a number of reasons for that. As someone whose parents have both been divorced twice, I'm really grateful that Heather and I have made it 25. So
for sure. Why did I have to bring up that? We had such a wonderful start to the day. And then I just got to.
We live real life here.
I know. Yeah, that's the reason. That's the reason. All right. I believe that we did Colossians. Yeah. So a love letter 52 from Larry Krabs. It's 1 Thessalonians, turn, serve, wait. And in the story everyone needs to hear, the Bible in 66 paragraphs, as if God himself was unpacking it. We get 1 Thessalonians imagined this way. My son will return. Cling to that hope as if your life depends on it. It does. Without that hope, my plan is a skyhook, a grand deception, better ignored than embraced. With that hope, my plan is your anchor in rough waters, the promise of a safe harbor where you're expected. Never turn away from me. Keep serving me with all your strength and wait. Wait patiently, expectantly, longingly for my son to return. His coming is your hope.
Yeah, I think that expectancy idea has shown up in the last couple of these, and I think it's... something that really I need to remember, that God is in the process of reconciling all things, and in the time, in the middle of chaos and confusion, holding on to that hope remains really important.
Yeah, and again, I would say yesterday's Colossians and today's very reminiscent of Larry's last book, Waiting for Heaven.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
All right, and so, all right, we've trucking on in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 32 to 34 today.
Yeah, it says, that evening after sunset, many sick and demon-possessed people were brought to Jesus. The whole town gathered at the door to watch. So Jesus healed many people who were sick with various diseases, and he cast out many demons, but because the demons knew who he was, he did not allow them to speak.
All right, and from Jason's devotional commentary in the New Testament, Letters to the Beloved, he tackles those verses this way. Word spread quickly. By sunset that same day, anyone from that region who was sick, oppressed, or hurting gathered outside Andrew and Simon's house waiting for Jesus. He went outside and compassionately healed many of them, though he would not allow the demons to identify him, keeping his identity under wraps a while longer. Final thought.
Yeah, so thinking about that, putting yourself in that space, you know, what was that like to have, you know, you're having a meal with friends and all of a sudden everybody's hanging out outside your house. And, you know, what does that look like? And for Jesus to be able to step into that space and just have compassion on everybody showing up, I admire that because there I would probably want to hide out in the basement.
You know, what struck me was in reading your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, there on that, I thought, wow, imagine being outside a house, wait, and Jesus himself is inside and you're waiting. Yeah. I'm like, wow, that would be something.
Yeah, so, yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you, friend. And the birthday countdown continues tomorrow. Thank you.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, there we go. Our promise of the day is number 263 on the year. It's Isaiah 58, 7 and 8. Paraphrase, that's the one about true fasting, right? If you help the poor, your light will shine like the dawn. If you help the poor, your light will shine like the dawn. What does Barry Adams have to say about this? He says, God's heart is for the underdog. He protects the widow and the orphan and has chosen the poor of this world to inherit his kingdom. In today's scripture promise, God tells us if we feed the hungry, give the poor shelter, and clothe the naked, then his favor and his blessings will shine on all we do. The NLT of Isaiah 58:8 says, then your salvation will come like the dawn and your wounds will quickly heal. Your godliness will lead you forward and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. Barry says, what a glorious promise. If we look after those who can't look after themselves, then God will look after us in every possible way. Our wounds will quickly heal. The light of our godliness will lead us forward, and the glory of the Lord will protect our backs. God's heart is for the underdog. In every way, he writes, we too are underdogs that God protects and provides for. May we see the world through our Father's eyes today and see the many opportunities that he presents to us so we can be a blessing to others. There you go. WWIB, our promise of the day and the devotion that goes with it. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show for this September 20th, continuing on from Tuesday Trivia, where we had three cracks at it yesterday, Caleb, and came up empty.
Yeah, so we're going to give you another chance today. The prize on the line is a digital movie download for Jesus Revolution. We can email that to you wherever you might be listening from. So as long as you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, call 715-723-2555. The question is this. Worldwide, 7 million of these are made each month. So around the globe, 7 million of these made monthly. What could it be? 715-723-2555, 723-2555. A lot of creative answers yesterday, Halvo, and we've got them here for everyone just so we can get on the right track today.
You got them.
So, it's not soccer balls, not coffee drinks, not pizzas, toothbrushes, wigs, or light bulbs. It's not birthday cakes, road signs, Legos. It's not bottles of water, microchips, wedding proposals, donuts, cheeseburgers, cell phones, diapers, batteries, or crayons. Worldwide, 7 million of these made each month. 7 million of what every month around the globe? 715-723-2555. We have our first guesser here. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. Dawn from Chicago.
Hey, all right, Dawn, go ahead.
Is it pancakes?
I like that. 7 million pancakes made every month.
I love pancakes. I'm not going to even buzz that. It's not what we're looking for, Dawn, but man, I do love breakfast food. So thank you, Dawn. Try
and
again,
Caleb,
but not pancakes.
Caleb doesn't eat before the show, so
I know,
it's
I don't.
Make
so
you
it just
hungrier.
Kind of. I saw the other day on Facebook Reels someone made like a waffle pancake French toast matchup, and it looked glorious. Anyway, not what we're looking for, but thank you, Dawn. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Greg from Ladysmith.
And what do you think?
Babies.
There's 7 million babies made every month.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
Not babies. Thank you. Call back 715-723-2555. Lots of folks want to get in and try. Well, and then they all disappear, Hal. Well, maybe everybody was going to guess that.
Folks thinking differently with the word made. Like, for instance, I thought of the list from yesterday, the one that caught my attention was wedding proposals that were made. You know,
sure,
that wasn't it.
Sure.
So
715-723-2555. 7 million of these made each month worldwide around the globe. What do they make 7 million of every month? And I feel like after you all get this, then you'd be like, oh, that makes sense.
I was just thinking the same thing and wondering, that would be my little baby hint, is when you get it, you're going to go, oh.
Yeah. 715-723-2555. Some great guesses yesterday and today so far. Do you have a guess? Again, no penalty for wrong answers. 723-2555 for that Jesus Revolution digital movie download. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Michael from Eau Claire.
All right, hey, Michael.
Is it cars?
Is it cars? Do they manufacture, make 7 million vehicles each month around the world? Yes, they do, Michael from Eau Claire.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations. You are absolutely right.
Wow, awesome. Thank you.
What tipped you off on that?
I just figured worldwide, I don't know. I was thinking toilet paper at first, but it got to be way more toilet paper than $7 million.
I don't think so.
A little easier to make, maybe.
We were, one of our hints eventually was going to be, well, they don't seem to be making as many right now.
Right.
Hopefully that strike gets resolved. Michael, hang on the line. We'll get some more information from you so that we can get that Jesus Revolution digital movie download sent your way. Yes, 7 million cars, vehicles made each month. And you know what? A lot of cars are in parking lots. That's the name of this soon from Cochran and Company on WWIB.
And congratulations to Matt in Chippewa Falls. Matt Freisinger was caller 4 at 723-2555. Just won himself a pair of tickets to the opening night of The Blind, exclusively at Mycon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls. Well, we're in the word pronouncing business. We talk for a living here as radio broadcasters. And so we've got a list in front of us here this morning, Caleb, on the WIB Wake Up Show, the most mispronounced words.
Yes. And the first one is phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
And that immediately makes me think of a Toby Mac song as well, too. But again, some of these, too. And it's interesting because I remember a lot of words that I've mispronounced because I was reading them silently in my head and just thought, oh, that's how you pronounce that, until someone corrected me. And so nothing to be ashamed of if you're pronouncing these incorrectly. Just, again, word to the wise. So phenomenon, the first one.
And as long as you said that, I mean, that's why, again, we're always promoting reading aloud, because when you expose your kids to more words, they hear that, and that'll help them pronounce it and read it. So
yeah,
anyhow.
Exactly.
The next one is challenging to spell as well. Anesthetist.
Yes, a nurse anesthetist.
That is
or
challenging.
Or just anesthetist.
Mm-hmm.
Statistics.
Mm-hmm.
Most mispronounced words. And some of these, I'm curious what the most common mispronunciations would be.
A few of them we'll get into what that is, but ethnicity is next.
How about escape? And I've heard that a lot. Xscape. Well, it's not Xscape. There's no X in there.
Right.
It's sort of like espresso.
Mm-hmm. Which is also on the list.
Oh, is
actually,
it on there?
Down there a little bit later. Okay. Not espresso, but espresso. How about philosophical?
Yes. Most mispronounced words, philosophical. Here's one. Okay, this is one that does bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Realtor.
Uh-huh.
It's not realtor. It's not realtor. There's two syllables. It's realtor.
Right.
Yes.
Another mispronounced word commonly is anonymous.
Okay.
Okay.
Most mispronounced words here in the WIB Wake Up Show, aluminum. And I wondered if that has to do with the British pronunciation, because don't they say like aluminium or something like that too?
That's very off, yeah. Now, here's the thing. Another mispronounced word is anyway. It's often mispronounced anyways.
Oh, making it a plural for no reason.
Well, how about biblically? You'll hear people talk about the book of Revelations.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's the book of Revelation.
And Aldi's? Oh, man, I know I'm going to offend a lot of people. It's not Aldi's. It's not Aldi's. It's Aldi. It's Aldi. You're going to Aldi.
Everybody's going, man, Mark and Caleb get bent out of shape.
They're just like, what's wrong with you people?
You guys are uptight.
Yeah, R.C. Sproul. You know, we're words people, I guess.
Yeah,
we may not be other things,
we
but
are
we're
words people.
People.
Yeah.
Itinerary, another very common mispronounced word.
And lastly, I don't want to mispronounce jewelry.
I heard a national commercial the other day where the voiceover artist said jewelry.
Yeah.
It's jewelry, not jewelry. And it somehow it passed muster.
There you go.
And they're like, oh, that's okay. You can say it that way.
Not mustard, but muster.
Yeah, there you go. We're just having fun. We love you no matter how you pronounce things, but we may correct
you. We like to pronounce words. Farmer John from Govan's Farm on the line with us here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Good morning, Farmer John.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you. You know, I was looking at govansfarm.com and thinking of your busy time from the spring to the summer. And now we're on the brink of this very busy fall time. And you have this, I imagine the intensity. And then there's a bit of kind of a breathing, right? Like, okay, take a break. And now here we come to this very busy, wonderful time of the year at Govan's.
Absolutely. It's a dash in the fall to get ready.
Mm-hmm. Now, when we look at all the activities you have, I mean, this is a bring the whole family out to Govan's Farm for some fun. This is opening weekend here coming up. You guys, again, are just outside of Menominee there. What are some of the activities that families can enjoy this year, Farmer John?
Oh, man, we've got the maize in the evening. You can come and go through it in a flashlight. Pumpkin picking. The pumpkin crop is beautiful, and I hope you like them, Faith, because our pumpkins are huge this year. And as always, the hay jump, the zip line, the cannons. We've got farm babies starting the second weekend, not the first weekend, but the second weekend we'll have a group of sheep lambing in the barn. We've got some new things in the kitchen this year, some treats that are just awesome. And we talked earlier, I mean, we painted that slide. It's beautiful. You know, and it's a big deal to me because I'm so proud of it, and it just looks so much better than it used to. We moved the maize to a new location. Farmers got to do crop rotation, and after 13 years, it was time to put the maize in a different field. Just a lot of new things. We've got some neat new games. Mm-hmm. Lots to see.
And in fact, people at GovinsFarm.com, you can see you guys are so creative with the mazes. Down through the years, you've done so many fantastic ones, and you've got another new one this year.
We do. We chose Parkinson's as a theme this year. I've got a brother-in-law. I'm pretty sure I'm his favorite brother-in-law. He's had Parkinson's. He's had Parkinson's now for a couple of years. Mm. I've got an uncle with Parkinson's.
Mm.
And some of the proceeds this year will be going to the Fox Foundation.
Mm.
Wonderful. Of course, Michael J. Fox. And again, always a wonderful cause. And when you look at the aerial view, again, if you check out Govins Farm on Facebook, you can see the aerial view of that. Can I ask, Farmer John, how long does it take to create the corn maze?
We work with a group from Utah, and they cut the maze for us. They put the design into it because usually the maize is cut about the same time we're picking strawberries.
Sure.
But believe it or not, this is what these guys do.
Yeah. Wow.
They try to cut a maize our size in the morning and another one in the afternoon. So they're traveling all over the country.
Incredible.
That is really impressive.
11 acres, too. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, if I tried to do it myself, I'd probably still be cutting it the morning before we open.
But there are so many other things, a mixture of family fun and food mixed in there. But I think that you come away with the family memories. And again, we're looking at our phones and going our own direction. And so, boy, just invest in some family memories, don't you think?
Absolutely. That's the important thing. Get out here with a family. You know, beyond families, though, everything here is for adults. Too.
Sure.
Maybe you're a college kid and you want to go on a nice date. Maybe your grandparents and you want to get away for a while. There's something here for everybody.
And again, there are so many activities included in the admission and then those concessions. I mean, and you've whet my appetite a little bit when you said there's even going to be some new concession items this year as well, too. Because, you know, that's usually my beeline is to go to the concessions when we go out to Govins.
Well, I don't think this conversation would be complete if I didn't tell you that we got the kettle corn popper all cleaned up and ready to go. The
yes,
donut
please.
Machine is just waiting here for Saturday morning because I know what you think of the donuts and the kettle corn.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Every single time, have some of both. And the good thing as a dad, too, is there's always a dad tax. So you get them for the kids, and then you get a little bit of a tax where you get to have some of both as well, too. So
right.
Well, Farmer John, we'll talk with you again soon, but again, wishing you a fantastic opening weekend. Folks can check out Govins Farm on Facebook and govinsfarm.com. Thank you for joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Well, thank you for having me.
We're looking forward to a great season and getting out to Govins as a family as well.
WWIB, throughout the morning, both in our 6 and 8 o'clock regional news, we had the story of the Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes. That last night's four-hour closed-door meeting by the Chippewa County Board was regarding him and his future, and they haven't decided yet. Taking this up based on an employee complaint. And we have just moments ago here during this break here on WWIB received an email from Sheriff Hakes. Let me just briefly touch on it. He says, quote, like many of the residents and constituents of Chippewa County, I was shocked and dismayed to learn from media reports that it appears the power structure of Chippewa County in the form of at least some commissioners and administrators are apparently unhappy with the fact I have a constitutional duty to independently act in the best interests of Chippewa County residents rather than, these are his words, cater to their whims and caprices, have voted to initiate action against me as the duly elected sheriff. He goes on to say this cabal of those that wish to thwart the decision of Chippewa County voters in electing who they want as sheriff have sunk so low that they will be considering to take action in an attempt to remove me from office. He says, concluding the first paragraph, I intend to resist that effort with every ounce of my being, and I assure the voters I will not let These few autocrats deny you the right to select your chief county law enforcement officer, unquote. So, again, that's Sheriff Travis Hakes, Chippewa County, responding just moments ago to the report of the Chippewa County Board last night in a closed-door meeting, taking up his future as sheriff into consideration. So stick around. That story will be continuing.
Well, from that to Christmas. I don't know how else to transition. We need peace in this world.
We need Christmas. And somebody who celebrates Christmas, I got to tell you, Caleb, when it comes to nativity sets, we have more than one. I mean, I think there's a Precious Moments set. We might have a VeggieTale set. We have a classic traditional. Three or four, but not thousands.
Not thousands like this fellow from Iowa.
Yeah. An Iowa man has been awarded a Guinness World Record for his collection of, brace yourself, 2,324 nativity sets.
I love Christmas, but I don't know where I would put even a quarter of that many.
I know you love Christmas. I've worked with you. Even before we did the WIB Wake Up Show, I knew you loved Christmas. Mike Zaz, who's been collecting since the 1950s, recently set up his collection in a bank to be officially counted. He says it took 6 weeks to set up all the nativity scenes.
I just have to salute that level of enthusiasm for Christmas. That's fantastic.
Actually, his collection includes more than 2,324. It's actually 2,539 sets, but Guinness only accepts scenes that include specific elements.
Guinness is just amazing to me that they actually have people who have to set rules and regs for the... It's like, no, a nativity scene needs to have a donkey, a sheep, Mary, right. Joseph, and three wise men.
Exactly.
And, of course, the baby Jesus.
And they say at least one angel, one animal, a stable, and a star.
That's great. I love it.
The rules say...